Well, listeners, a week or two ago, you heard medical student Sarah Fabiano participate in our conversation with Dr. Gregory Eastwood and Dr. Lynn Cleary. The topic was, does my doctor always put my needs first? Well, at that time, we learned Sarah is a fourth-year medical student at Upstate, meaning she graduates from medical school in just a few weeks. She joins us again this morning with some great news to report. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Thank you. We're excited. We're going to talk about Match Day. And, you know, this is something that we hear about in the news on occasion, and we talk about in a medical context, but I don't know that there are a lot of people who really understand what Match Day is. So can you tell us from your experience what it is?
Sure. Actually, my mom was one of the many people that didn't understand what it was. Basically, as fourth-year medical students, we end up interviewing for several months. Usually starts in November.
You interview for?
Residency positions.
Okay, so it's kind of like, what, applying for college, but not really.
Exactly, the same. And then you get invited to interviews.
Okay, well, hold on. I want to back up, because I think people can relate to that whole college process.
All right.
So when you're in the fall of your last year of medical school,
right. You
figure out what you want to be and where you want to go?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. So that's a place where you have to make an analysis of what branch of medicine you want to choose.
Correct.
And you chose?
Emergency medicine.
Emergency medicine. And I remember you mentioning that when we had our conversation with Drs. Eastwood and Cleary. Emergency medicine, what made you choose that?
Oh, I just love the variety.
You do?
Yes.
Is it like ER when we watch it on TV?
Oh, I think ER is a little more glamorous and dramatic, but...
And is it that much of a soap opera would be the next question.
I don't think it's quite to that extent.
Okay, but you decided to choose emergency medicine.
Right.
So you then what, had to look around to see what kinds of emergency medicine openings there would be?
Sure, there's hundreds of programs and...
All over the country.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to sort of pick by location.
Okay.
Perhaps you might pick based on what kind of programs they have built into their residency, and certainly what they would offer you after you're
okay.
finished.
Oh, okay. So you are looking at that long road down the long road choice you want to make,
sure.
Whether or not there might be openings there. All right. So you said location. So what location did you want to be in?
I really wanted to be in the Northeast.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Buffalo originally, so I certainly chose to interview at Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
Rochester, here in Syracuse, Albany, and then some other places that were just up and down a little further, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and places that were more towards the east.
Okay, so you make application much like you do a college application?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
And then how do you, I mean, you must have come up with a first choice like you would with a college too.
Sure,
And
yes.
What was your first choice?
Rochester.
Uh-huh, okay. So you thought, all right, Northeast, and Rochester was good, not so far from Buffalo.
Right.
And you had a reason for wanting to be in Buffalo.
I did.
And
I'm getting married June 5th.
Ah,
so my
it's exciting.
Lives there.
Yep. Excellent, excellent. All right. So you filled all of this out in the fall.
Correct.
And then what, they invited you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get invited by the people in Rochester?
I did.
You
yes.
did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any place else?
Yes. Actually, I applied to 30 places.
30?
Which is a little more than I really needed to.
But how many do you usually apply to?
It depends on what you're going into. My advisor basically just said if you do 20 to 30...
Wow.
Get enough, but I got invited to 29 interviews.
Did you?
Of the 30.
Outstanding. That's outstanding. So, well, you must have a good track record so far.
So, yeah, I mean, you end up having to cancel some because it's just impossible.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't be easy to get to all those places. All right. So then you go for this interview process.
Correct.
And when does all that take place?
Between November and January.
Okay. And then you wait.
And then we wait.
And then you wait.
And then we submit a list.
Ah, that's when you decide.
Of what we liked.
I see. Okay. So you've submitted a list, and then what, all the hospitals have submitted a list as well?
Correct.
Okay. And then they match them.
Yes.
Well, I get this match day thing now.
Yes.
All right. And then you got the results.
Yes.
Now, and the results come out for every fourth-year medical student across the country on the same day, don't they?
Correct. It was March 18th.
March 18th. So it was just a couple of weeks ago. And it's fascinating to me because that is where it differs from the college process where, you know, they now even do what I think they call it rolling admissions where they start in the fall.
Right.
Yeah. That's very, very different from that.
Right.
March 18th. So on March 18th, you all the fourth year students went to one place.
Correct. We went to the IHP, the Human Performance Building.
Yes.
At Upstate. And at noon, they gave us our envelopes.
12 noon.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that they do it at 9 a.m. Pacific time? I mean, is it that?
they probably do, because technically, if you don't go at 1 o'clock, you'll get an email.
Really?
Telling you where you're going.
I see. Okay. All right. Does everybody get their information that day?
Yes.
Even if you haven't matched?
If you haven't matched, you found out on Monday that you, everyone found out on Monday whether or not they matched.
The Monday before.
The Monday before.
Okay.
They just had no idea where.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And then on that Thursday, on the 18th, you found out where. Did they, what, just hand you all an envelope?
Yes.
And you opened it up?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And did everybody wait for everybody else to open up their envelopes? Oh, are they supposed to?
I don't really know. I think it gets a little chaotic after
And is it, you know, I've always been at the end of the alphabet all my life. Would I have been the one that had to wait the longest?
No, they split it up like A through F.
Oh, good.
Then, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that seems a little fair. And what were your results?
I got Rochester.
You did. Your number one choice.
Yes.
So you'll be in Rochester at the University of Rochester?
Correct.
Yes, and studying emergency medicine and working in the ER there. And we can just kind of picture you like ER on TV.
Yes, that would be nice. You look a little better.
They do. You know what? No, you are a very attractive young woman, and they don't look any better than you do.
Thank you.
I want to share with our readers, our listeners, we only have a couple of minutes. I want to share with them some of the other statistics, because I am thrilled for you. Thrilled for you, and congratulations
Thank you.
Got your number one choice.
Thanks.
Not everybody did, but you know, it seems like there's an awful lot of good news this year. They, according to the NRMP, that's the National Resident Matching Program, there were 37,000 applicants, 4,100 graduate medical school programs, and 25,500 residency training positions that were matched. At Upstate itself, 59 fourth-year students chose primary care, and that's a huge step, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there have not been so many primary care,
and
that's the really good news. 77 students will remain in New York, 4 are going off to Canada, and 24 will stay right here in Syracuse, some at Upstate and some at St. Joe's. So it seems like it was a great program this year.
It really was.
Well, you know what? Sarah Fabiano, thank you so much for coming by and telling us about your match day experience. We're excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Come back and visit. Don't be a stranger.
Will. Thank you.
You've been wonderful.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Rain, pain, and looming headlights, or a really booming surprise. Well, dear tuner-inners, this past week I was in historic Philadelphia for a conference. I drove down, stuck my bike in the trunk to get some riding in at the end of the day. Tuesday, I'm pedaling around thinking I should head back because it was getting late and about to get dark. Then what do I hear? Thunder. And the rains came. All of a sudden, it was a dark and stormy night. I've always wanted to see what happened if I said that in the checkup. It was a dark and stormy night. Anyway, I popped my rain jacket on, made sure my front and rear flashing lights were flashing away, and pointed to the hotel, tooling down some back streets to avoid the heavier traffic. Pretty soon, it's really coming down, and I'm cold and wet, but still being really careful on the cobblestones. Only a couple blocks to go. I turn onto a cross street. The tiniest tad too late, I see the trolley tracks in the roadbed. Uh-oh, I think, just as my front tire gets sucked irrevocably into the metal groove and then jitterbugs, sliding sideways in some hitherto totally unbeknownst fashion. And I'm going down. And now I'm sideways, somewhere in a wet tangle of piping, pain, wheels and appendages all askew, bumping across the cobblestones, coming to rest in the middle of the street, then looking back and up at two pairs of headlights coming fast. The next was very surprising. My mind registered the cars, their speed, my total tangled helplessness, and thought very calmly, well, this could be it. Totally matter of fact. No drama, no drum rolls or slideshow of the big events of Rich O'Neill's years on Earth. Nope. Just, well, this could be it. But the car stopped. The driver asked, "You okay?"
Yeah, thanks. So I'm still here, knowing more than ever that someday I won't be. And don't tell anyone, but neither will you. And sometimes without the slightest warning. So like Mom said, always wear clean underwear. And let's be nice to each other and have a good time while we're still here. I'm Dr. Rich, still peddling O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.